Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A police officer was shot and wounded this morning in an exchange of fire with a man on Staten Island. Our Juliet Papa is there and has a live report.
That's right, Larry. This happened outside 20 Prince Street here in the Clifton part of Staten Island. It's not far from over the bridge off of exit 13. And apparently this officer was either summoned to the scene, possibly a domestic incident, or was in the neighborhood as part of neighborhood policing and patrolling when there appeared to be something happening. There was a confrontation with a man. I'm hearing from people at the scene there that the man pulled out a gun and either aimed or started shooting, and there was return fire. The officer is injured. She's here at Richmond University Medical Center. We're told in stable condition. There appears to be an injury to her wrist, but there was return fire, and this suspect was also shot. There was numerous gunshots. People in the neighborhood told me that they heard at least four shots. He was supposed to be in critical condition. There are conflicting accounts as to his situation at this time. He's at Staten Island Medical Center North. So we're waiting here at the Richmond University Medical Center. We're awaiting official information here from the police department, and I'm told the mayor is en route, and so we will be bringing that to you as we get it. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds from Staten Island.
Mayor de Blasio will present the key to the city today to the family of NYPD Detective Luis Alvarez. He died of a 9/11-related illness just days after he testified before Congress and urged lawmakers to renew the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. Governor Cuomo recently presented Alvarez's widow, Lainey, and their two sons with the Governor's Medal of Public Service. New controversy for the City Monuments Commission, which has been looking into adding statues of women historical figures in Central Park. One member of the commission, painter Hank Willis Thomas, told a City Hall hearing that instead of just adding new statues, maybe some statues of male historical figures could be removed. He says he can think of five or six that can easily be replaced, including the one of Scottish poet Robert Burns. A spokesman for Mayor de Blasio tells the New York Post the mayor continues to support adding new monuments instead of removing existing ones. A new Siena College poll of New Yorkers finds Mayor de Blasio is just as unpopular as President Trump. Pollster Steven Greenberg spoke to 1010 Winds.
We see the president's numbers bad, but Republicans in New York like the president. De Blasio's numbers are bad, but even Democrats are piling on.
The survey finds 25% of voters have a favorable view of Mayor de Blasio. 57 had an unfavorable view. As for the president, it was 32% favorable, 64% unfavorable. A Nassau County teenager is dead, stabbed in a large fight outside a strip mall near Oceanside High School yesterday afternoon. 16-year-old Kasim Morris was taken to a hospital and underwent surgery, but later died. This is Detective Stephen Fitzpatrick.
Yesterday, there apparently was a prearranged type of dispute going on over a young lady. That dispute boiled over here, where a group of six to seven males charged at the victim and his couple of friends, and during that melee, stabbed him.
A 17-year-old suffered a broken arm and injuries to his head. Police say they're searching for multiple suspects from different schools, and persons of interest are in custody. New York could take a step forward today in the vaping issue. The State Public Health and Health Planning Council is expected to vote on whether to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. Correspondent Steve Osunsami says there's also action being taken at the federal level after a seventh death due to vaping.
There was another death connected to the use of e-cigarettes, this time reported from health officials south of Fresno, California. Here in Atlanta, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control is putting together an emergency operation center in response to the cases of lung injury associated with e-cigarette product use or vaping.
Health officials are urging e-cigarette users to stop while they try to figure out exactly what's causing these vaping-related lung problems.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.